In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever shall be. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're on page 2, at the bottom of page 2, volume 21, 418, 1927. My daughter, by rising again, my holy humanity gave to all creatures the right to rise again, not only with their souls to the glory and to the eternal beatitude, but also with their bodies. So you can see here that the reason for Jesus' resurrection is so that we can rise from the dead. Okay, so this is very, very important. A lot of people, complain, a lot of people, get upset about death. We have to die, and thank God we have to die, because if we didn't die, we'd live like this forever. Can you imagine what we'd look like 100, 150, 300, 700, 1,000 years from now? It would just be a pile of goo. So thank God we're dying. This is good, okay, because the glorified body is coming. Jesus says this. He says, the reason what I gave to creatures was to rise again, not only with their souls to the glory and eternal beatitude, but also with their bodies. Sin had taken away from the souls these rights to rise again, and my holy humanity, by rising again, gave them back to them. So everything has been given back to us because of Jesus' resurrection. The only thing, like he said to Luisa, everything that I possess, I give to you, Luisa. The only thing Luisa does not possess is the glorified body. But that's coming. He says very clearly, it is in the, it enclosed the seed of the resurrection of everyone. And by virtue of the seed that was enclosed within me, everyone received the good of being able to rise again from death. Isn't this glorious? One who does the first act must have such virtue as to enclose within himself all the other acts that all the other creatures must do. So this is, we're getting a glimpse of Luisa. Luisa is the firstborn, the newborn. So he says, okay, since you do the first act, the prime act of God, and you have the virtue to enclose within yourself all the other acts of all the other creatures, what they must do. So everything that we were called to do, Luisa did. Why? That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did at the crucifixion. Now a human born of original sin is doing. In such a way that by virtue of the first act, others may imitate him to do and do the same act. So what are we doing? We're imitating Luisa. We're echoing Luisa. We don't have to stay in bed for 64 years without eating, drinking, or sleeping. But what we're learning is how to give our fiat. How much good did the resurrection of my holy humanity not bring, giving to everyone the right to rise again? Because Adam had withdrawn from my divine will all the glory, all the happiness, all the honors, everything had failed for him. He had broken the link of connection that, connecting him with God, gave Adam the rights to all of the goods of his Creator. And by my holy humanity, by rising again, connecting the link of the union, returning to mankind the rights mankind had lost, and giving mankind the right to rise again. This is why we say, oh, happy fault of Adam. God has given us more than we gave to Adam. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, if Adam hadn't have sinned, I would have taught him the book of heaven. But because Adam sinned, I couldn't teach him. He couldn't hear me. I had to wait 6,000 years to teach who? Luisa. Our Lady lived in the divine will. She never sinned. She was the Immaculate Conception. But Luisa was born of original sin. And he says, waited for another human, not the Mother of God, not Theotokos, but another human to give this gift to. Why? Because if it was only given to the Blessed Mother, we would have said, well, we're not immaculately conceived. We can't do this. That's what Jesus tells us. But with Luisa, we know that this can happen. So he says, He says, all the glory, all the honor is of my holy humanity. Had I not risen again, no one could have risen. From the first act comes the succession of acts similar to the first. After this, she says, I, Louisa, was fusing myself in the most holy divine will, calling all the acts of the creatures so that all might rise again in the divine will. Do you see what we're supposed to be doing? Let's look at your family. We're calling the acts of all the people in your family to rise again. Okay? It's our families are symptoms of what Jesus wants us to pray for. A lot of us are put in situations where we're grief-stricken. And it's not to panic. It's to say to the Lord, this is whom I love. Lord, bring them back. God says, okay, I'll do that. What are you going to do for me? And Jesus says, I've given you the book of heaven. Are you reading it? Are you filled with peace, joy, and happiness? Or are you worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative? If you're worried sick, you're not reading the divine will. If you're anxious, you're not reading the divine will. Jesus says to Louisa, those that are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative are anticipating hell. Those that are peaceful, joyful, and happy are anticipating heaven. So again, he's saying, how do you want to live? What do you want to do? So Jesus says this, and my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, what a great difference passes between one act done in my most holy divine will and one act, even good, done outside the most divine will, holy divine will. He says, I want you to repair this for them. I'm going to give you situations in your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, which are awful. And I want you to see this. This is what they want. Now, what do you want? Do you want them to re-enter into the kingdom? Do you want them to live a happy, peaceful, joyful life? He says, then repair, redo. Learn how to repair and redo in the most holy divine will. What happens is God's in charge. It's great. There's nothing to worry about. I'm not worried about my family. I like to slap them, but I'm not worried about my family. Because God says, you do what I want, and I'll do what you want. I mean, this is the gift of gifts. If you, the worst thing a Catholic can do is compromise. That's the main thing we were taught in the seminary. Nobody knew it until the end. But if you compromise yourself, you compromise everybody. If you are tolerant of sin, everything's possible. See, we're supposed to be faithful Catholics, obedient Catholics. What does that mean? Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. He lost the divine will. We have to be faithful Catholics, obedient Catholics. That doesn't mean you condemn anyone, but that you repair and redo. And that's why you will be filled with peace, joy, and happiness, even if you see a member of your family in hell. Why? Because you'll say, God is just. God is good. God is holy. God is merciful. And God had to give this person what he wanted or what she wanted. Fiat. And you'll be eternally happy in heaven. That might sound cold. No. We trust God. We're confident in God. And if a person wants hell, we'll pray our life. We'll spend our whole life praying, repairing, redoing. But if they choose hell, so be it. We'll be happy. I know that might sound cold, but it's the truth. We will know the justice of God. We will know the mercy of God, and we will know. If you've ever watched near-death experiences where they stand before the throne of God, and God says, you are condemned, and they said, I know. I have to be condemned. If there's no questioning God. There's no trying to, this is what I deserve. What God wants for us is he wants us so united to him that with our prayers, everything will work out. It's not that nobody will go to hell. There will be people who will say, I want hell. And God says, then I have to give this to you. But for us in prayer, watch what God will do. He will fill us with peace, joy, and happiness. We will get glimpses of hope. Not to worry, not to be fearful, not to be... See, worry says to Jesus, you're not a good God. I don't trust you. I've got to worry about this. And that's so offensive to God. What Jesus is asking, he's asking us to trust him, believe in him, hope in him, have confidence in him. And when we do that, watch what God does. You will be astonished. If you want to be God, if you want to save your family, they're all going to hell. You are not the Savior. You cannot do anything. They will not listen to you. But if you say to Jesus, I trust you, I'm going to live the life you want me to live, and I know you're going to take care of them. Thank you, Jesus. I've got total confidence in you, and that you live a peaceful, joyful, happy life. A lot of families, a lot of people, most people want to control. They want to control you. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? Why? And it's like the little children of the Holy Divine Will are free to be sons and daughters of God. And nobody can control us, and we don't want to control anybody. If you want that, so be it. It's the freedom is what Jesus wants for us. Freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And with that, you're happy. You know, I've told people, if you continue to do this, you'll be in the hospital. If you continue to do this, you're going to be suffering. And they say two words to me, and I don't think it's Merry Christmas, but they are filled with rage, and then they're in the hospital. I'm not cursing them. I'm saying the consequence of sin is suffering. You're going to suffer. God doesn't want you to go to hell. I remember I told you I had to break my back twice, not once. God says, you're still not listening. He'll take a 2x4 to you. Let me clue you. Don't push God. Anyways. Volume 21, 5, 18, 19, 27. Since my divine will is endless light, the virtue of light descends into the deepest depth, rises up to the highest, and extends all around. See, there's no comparison to what God is doing with us. Listen to this. There is not one point that does not reach, nor can it matter or anything extraneous to the light enter into it. We enter into this light, this life, this love of God. It is intangible. It is the office. Its office is to give and give always without ever ceasing to give. We enter into the fiat. That fiat is continuously giving. Every heartbeat, every breath, every step, every thought, every word, every deed is an I love you. So it is for the soul who lives in my divine will. She becomes light together with the light of my divine will. And therefore, as light, she descends into the deepest depths of all hearts. This is your family. This is your friends. This is your neighbors. This is your co-workers. This is your parishioners. Why? To bring the good of her light. This is the light of God. She extends everywhere and all around, almost tracing everyone and everything with her divine light. To bring to each one its effects, the multiplicity of the variety of goods that her light contains. She would feel as though defrauded if she were unable to extend to everyone and everywhere, so much so that as she rises up high, penetrates above the azure vault, the echoes of my divine will reigning in the celestial fatherland, my same will that reigns in that soul dives together. With it, extending over all the blessed in heaven, all the saints in heaven, forms its reign and drizzles new divine joys, new divine happinesses, with new divine beatitudes over everyone and everything. Do you see what's coming? Jesus is waiting for us to do this. He didn't give this to the saints. He's given this to us. He's asking us to do this. Again, how do we do it? Read, study, put this into practice. Read the calendar every day. Next year at this time, you will be so filled with divine joy, divine happiness, divine peace, that the world will change. He's waiting for us to do it. And everybody says, well, I want to read all the volumes. And I talked to somebody, what was it, the other day? I said, when did you start reading? She says, 1994. I said, how far did you get? She goes, I got to volume 10. I said, you've been reading since 1994 and you've only got to volume 10? She asked me, well, what book should I read? I went, the calendar. Start reading. I mean, my goodness, you should be, you know, I thought, you know, she talks to bishops, she talks to priests, and she's only got to volume 10. What can she give to those priests? What can she give to those bishops? Nothing. Volume 10. I wanted to slap her. So God's got great plans. Listen to what he says. It says, listen to what he says. My same divine will that reigns in the soul drives together with the divine will, extending over all the saints, forming its reign and drizzles new divine joys, new divine happinesses, new divine beatitudes over everyone and everything, past, present, and future. The world changes because of Louisa. She's the firstborn in the divine will. Okay, volume 21, 5, 22, 27. My daughter, divine will means giving God to God. Think about that. What is that dirt that God breathed into, the ruah of God, the breath of God, the filled with the Holy Spirit? What did God breathe into that dirt? His image and likeness. That's supposed to be us. Through holy baptism, we are in God's image, and now with this gift of the divine will, we are in God's likeness. My daughter, divine will means giving God to God. That's what he wants. We don't give to God what is human anymore. That's not pleasing to him. He wants a share in divinity. That's why when the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice, may we share in the divinity of Christ. This is what God has planned. Not to be good and holy and saintly, but more than that, to share in divinity. This is what God is waiting for. This divine outpouring and transformation of the human nature into divine. Transformation of the human nature into the divine nature. That's what God is waiting for. When somebody says, oh, I'm only human. No, that's a lie. We're called to be sharers in divinity. Communication with a creative virtue. What does that mean? As you look at someone, Jesus is healing them. What's going to happen to every hospital when this little child of the Holy Divine will begin to live in the divine will? What would happen at every hospital if Jesus walked through the hospital? Would anybody be sick in bed? Of course not. What's going to happen when the little children enter into the divine will as God is asking them to? The hospitals will be empty. Your families will be healed. Why? You're not doing anything. Jesus is doing that. This is what says, the communication, this is God speaking of the creative virtue. This is God acting, embracing the infinite. That's God doing it. Rising into the eternal one, the triune God, taking on eternity as through one's own power, as though in one's own power to say to God, I have loved you from eternity. It's to be in God's image and likeness. Your divine will has no beginning. It is the eternal like. It is eternal like you, triune God. And in it, I, God, have loved you. I have loved you with a divine love without beginning and without end. You see what the command prayer is about? It's Jesus commanding. Jesus, take my prayer and make it your command. That's what Peter did when he walked on the water. Peter said to Jesus, if you're the Messiah, command me to come to you, walking on the water. Jesus said, come. Take my prayer and make it your command. God did it. And what happens? Peter becomes terrified and sinks. And what does God say? Why did you fail? Why did you falter? What's wrong with you? See, Jesus is trying to teach us to begin to live one with him. So when we go to Holy Communion, we enter into that communion with God for at least 15 minutes to adore him and to love him and to praise him and to thank him and to bless him and to truly worship him. Why? Why is it? Because he's preparing us for the perennial communion. That's the Garden of Eden, to walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening. God's got great plans, and they're not human. So don't try to figure it out. You can't. It's all a surprise. Volume 22, 6, 29, 27. My daughter, it happens with you, Louisa. As when a container is full of water and of another liquid, if one puts a piece of bread into it, the water overflows outside and wets the place that surrounds it. Or it happens to the sea. The wind makes the waters rise and forms the waves as if it wanted to make everyone see the waters of the sea. The same happens to you. Now he's talking to us. As you enter into the acts of my most holy divine will, as you make your rounds in the divine will, it is more than bread plunged into the container full of water. It is more than the wind that makes the light of my divine will rise, that in rising it overflows outside of you, and in speaking to you with its language of light, it speaks to you of that divine light with which you, Louisa, are filled, wanting to make itself known with its waves of light, who it is that what it can do and what it wants to do. See, Jesus is going to use us in a way that the saints do not know of. It's to bring us to a new beginning. The saints don't know this. You can't find this in St. Francis's writings or St. Teresa's writings or St. Thomas Aquinas's writings. You cannot find it anywhere. Why? This is Louisa's gift. If you want this gift, again, begin to read the calendar. Focus on this. He says, as you place the wind in your axe into my divine will, this divine light moves. It forms waves of divine light to the point overflowing outside of you. It affects your family to make known, not only to you, but also to others, its divine waves of light that is the divine's truths. This is the truths that Jesus is speaking to Louisa. Again, you don't even have to say anything. You just by being in your family recognizes something's changed, something's different. There isn't that screaming lunatic there anymore. You're peaceful, joyful, and happy. Everything that I have manifested to you about my divine will was also told to you to the Sovereign Queen, the Blessed Mother, because Our Lady would do nothing but make it rise continuously in order to draw its divine manifestations, to know them, to love them, and to possess them more than her own life. That's what the Book of Heaven is. You want to read this every day. More than anything that you else want. Do you want this? Why? Because Jesus is transforming you. He really is. He's healing you spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. But they would not overflow outside of her. They would remain inside of her because Our Lady did not have the mandate. Listen to this. Our Lady did not have the mandate to make my most holy divine will known. It was not Our Lady's mission, so Our Lady kept them in her immaculate heart. Even the tiniest truths, just as the greatest, as precious relics, as sacred deposits waiting for you, Louisa. You, who were to have a special mission, a mission all special, so as to administer to you her wind also, so that you may make the waves of the divine light, divine will rise, so that they would overflow outside of you, Louisa. Mary, then, might have her part in making my will divine known. So everything that Our Lady had, she gave to Louisa. Okay, so what's really beautiful about this gift is as you read the Book of Heaven, as you read the divine will, you fall more in love with the Blessed Mother. You're getting more truths from the Blessed Mother than from all the other saints. We love St. Louis de Montfort, but what does St. Louis de Montfort say? He says, the final saints in the history of the church, history of the world, are going to be the greatest ever, never before seen. They'll be the greatest saints, and it's nothing that they have done but what God has done for them. That's the divine will. And again, when you read the prodigy of the Blessed Mother, the prodigies of the Blessed Mother, it's Jesus who is speaking to us about his mother. It's not St. Louis de Montfort. It's not St. Maximilian Kolbe. It's not St. Bernard. It's not the saints that loved Our Lady. It's Jesus that is talking to us about his mother. How amazing is that? How spectacular is that? Okay. Volume 22, 9/14, 1927. I was all abandoned in the divine fiat, and in the divine will, I was doing my acts. So again, this is what God is asking, to do everything, to learn how to do this through Louisa. You can't learn to do your acts and your rounds of the divine will separate from Louisa. You can't find it with any saint. They didn't know it. The more you link yourself to Louisa, the happier you will be. An endless sea made itself present before my mind, and I, Louisa, inside this ocean, formed my own tiny little sea with my acts, and it was as if... Sorry about that. The waters would sink deeper and would expand, rising around me like a circle to give me the space in which to put my axe in the middle of this ocean. The reason I say ocean is the only thing Louisa saw was the sea. And, you know, when she went to Trani as a little girl, this is an infinite ocean. It's not just a little sea. So as to let me form my own little ocean within that very ocean. It's just, this is infinite. My daughter, Louisa, Jesus says, the soul who operates in my divine will operates in God himself, and her acts remain in God. It's not separate from God. The sea, this ocean that you see, is the supreme being, God himself, who, jealous of anything holy that can be done in my most holy divine will, extends this infinite, endless ocean of his being around the soul in order to receive her acts. And God keeps them within himself as the soul's tiny little ocean, a sea of her acts done in his most holy divine will. She participates in God. God is participating in her. See, the saints were to know, love, and serve God. The divine will is to know, love, and possess God. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. You take a deep breath. That is God breathing in our breathing. It feels like we're breathing, but God takes us at our word. He is actually breathing in our breathing. See, as Catholics, we understand this. When you look at the host, and that which looks like bread and tastes like bread is God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, worthy to be worshipped and adored. It is God. We as Catholics see God and live. See, what's happening here is God is asking us to allow him to reign in us, breathe in our breathing, beat in our heart beating, walk in our walking, jog in our jogging, swim in our swimming. Whatever we're doing, God is there. This is God. Our satisfaction, our divine love for Louisa, the one who lives in our divine will, is such and so great that as we, triune God, see Louisa operate, we, triune God, lower ourselves to Louisa, forming a circle around Louisa in order to operate her head, let her operate within God. Operating within God. It's like she's the God is reigning to such an extent that if she moves her hand, God is moving her, is his hand, operating in God. And as Louisa rises up to us, triune God, her acts take their place together with our divine acts, delighting us, triune God, glorifying us, triune God, as we, triune God, delight and glorify ourselves. As God glorifies himself, Louisa is doing that. That's what God wants for us. He wants us to adore him as he adores himself. Do you see why he wants us to repair what the saints have done? The saints didn't know this. They loved God with human love. They adored God with human adoration. And Jesus says, repair them, repair for them. I want to hear all the saints adore me with divine will, in the divine will, through the divine will, in, with, through, and for the divine will. I want, this is what I want. This is why I created Adam. Would you do it for them? So like I said yesterday, the Feast of the Chair of Peter, everything yesterday was to be done and redone for Peter. It's God looks at Peter and says, all my little children on earth in the divine will have repaired for you. Now what you did on earth is even more glorious for what they have done. And what does that do? It gives Peter a new heaven, a new earth, something more glorious from each and every one of us. Volume 23, 10-2, 1927. On the other hand, Louisa, the one who lives in my most holy divine will is more than son. Now that's the book of the Vatican. The son of my divine will is Louisa Picaretta. No other book, and you can check this out, no other book was written about anybody who is not a venerable, not a blessed or a saint. This is the first book of being written about a non-blessed person. But what we know in volume 13, November 8th, is you, Louisa, will be called blessed. All generations will call you blessed. We know Louisa is going to be made blessed. They said last year that it would probably be this year, hopefully this year. And if it happens this year, what a glorious thing. What a magnificent thing. On the other hand, Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, is more than sun. And just as the sun invests everyone with its empire of its light, it rules over the plants and gives light, color, fragrance, sweetness to each one of them. It imposes itself on everything, and with its tacit empire, to give its effects and the goods it possesses. And no other sphere does so much good to the earth as does the sun. As the sun does. No, listen to this. No other saint does so much good to the earth as does Louisa. That's what Jesus is saying. Now we have great saints that we love. Get to know Louisa. In the same way, those in whom my divine will lives are more than son. So it's not only Louisa, but her children as well. And with this divine light that they contain, they lower themselves and rise with rapidity and penetrate everywhere into God, into God's acts with the divine will that they possess. They rule over God himself and over all souls. Your family, you rule over your family, not to demand anything from them, but you rule over them so that they begin to love God the way you love God, the way God is asking you to love. They are capable of overwhelming everything to hold out this divine life of the divine light that they possess to everyone, past, present, and future. They are the bearers of their Creator. Our Lady was the bearer of the Creator. They are in Our Lady's image and likeness as well. They let the light walk ahead of them to impetrate and to obtain and give whatever they want. What do you want for the world? What do you want for God? It's we get out of the way and we say, I want what you want, Lord. I want what you desire, Lord. What does the triune God want? This is what God is asking of us. Volume 23, 10:30, 1927. My knowledge is about my fiat shall take the attitude now of suns, now of thunders, now of bolts of light. This represents the heart of Louisa. In volume 1, Jesus shows Louisa's heart. It is twofold. It's a sphere, thank you, that comes basically from God and from the earth through Louisa's heart. And it's a bolt of lightning from heaven through Louisa's heart. It's a bolt of lightning through Louisa's heart, and it's a sphere of suffering. How of mighty winds that shall call it the attention of the learned and of the ignorant, of the good and also of the evil. Do you see what's going to happen to the world? Because of Louisa's heart, she's the sun, she's the thunder, the bolts of light, now with mighty winds, shall call the attention of the learned and of the ignorant, of the good and also of the evil, falling into their hearts like lightnings, knocking them down with irresistible strength to make them rise again to the good of the and knowledge acquired by what? By us reading the divine will. The more that we read the divine will, the more this is going to happen to everyone and everything. It's a new beginning for the world. We are filled with such hope, such confidence, such trust in God that nothing overwhelms us. We don't walk around with sad faces. We are filled with confidence in God, filled with trust in God. If something goes wrong, we say, well, Lord, I really want to see how you're going to do this because you're in charge. Let it be done as you say. It's total surrender, total docility. That's what God is waiting for. Volume 23, 11:6-27. By not living in our divine will, the soul descends from our origin. Do you see what God is saying? She disennobles herself and places herself in the state of servant, and therefore no kingdoms or empires befit her. More so, since in redemption, I, Jesus, came upon earth to resurrect man from the state of death, to heal man, to give him all possible remedies, to make him return to the first state of his origin, knowing that if he returned to our divine will from which he came, he would already be prepared, listen to this, and to be maintained in the royal state of dominant. It's what's coming is we're going to be clothed in divinity again. Adam was naked because he lost the clothing of divinity. God wants us to be reclothed in divinity. That's what's coming. Volume 23, 12, 18, 19, 27. My light was immense, and while my divine mama enclosed its sphere within the veil of my holy humanity, Our Lady formed for me, Our Lady could not contain the rays. They overflowed outside, and more than sun, then at its rising from the heights of its sphere, spread its rays over the earth to trace the plants, the flowers, the sea, and all creatures, to give the effects of that its light contains to everyone. Our Lady has given us everything. And thank God we're Catholic. And if you have a statue of Our Lady, honor her. If you have a statue outside, honor her. A statue inside, honor her. And as though triumphant from the sphere, the heights of its sphere, it looks at the goods it does and at the life it infuses in each thing it invests. So did I, Jesus said. More than rising sun, from the veil of my holy humanity, the rays that overflowed outside kept tracing all creatures to give my life, my divine life, and the good that I, Jesus, had come to bring upon the earth to each one of them. These rays from within my sphere pounded on each creature. They beat down strongly to tell them, open for me, God. Take the divine life that I, Jesus, have come to bring to you. Take this, Jesus says. Open for me. I want to fill you with God again. This sun of mine never sets, and it still continues to follow its course, spreading its rays, pounding and pounding on the hearts of the and on human wills, on the minds of creatures, over and over again, in order to give them my divine life. But how many close the doors to me and reach the point of making fun of my light? But my love is so great that in spite of this, I do not draw back. I continue my continuous rising to give my divine life back to creatures, back to souls. See, this book of heaven is so powerful. You have to understand this. This book of heaven is so powerful that Jesus' life takes hold. There's nothing that can oppress you. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, nothing can disturb you. Everything is fiat. Volume 23, 12:30, 19:27. Then I, Louisa, continue my acts in the divine volition, and since it was the rising of the day, I was saying to my lovable Jesus, your divine will envelops everything. See, learn from Louisa. What do you say to Jesus in the morning? Your divine will envelops everything. Learn from Louisa. And oh, how I wish that just as the sun rises and invests all the earth with its light, so may the sun of your most holy divine will rise in the intellects, in the words, in the hearts, in the works, the steps of all souls, past, present, and future, so that each of them may feel the sun of your divine fiat rise within herself and letting themselves be invested by its divine light. All may let it dominate and reign in their souls. This is a small prayer that you can pray for your family. And it works. It's Jesus that's praying it. It's his prayer. That's why I love reading the prayers of Louisa. The Echo book is filled with Jesus praying and Louisa praying. Mary praying in the prayers of Louisa. At that moment, my sweet Jesus moved to my interior and told me, my daughter, in the soul, there are two characters, human and divine. The divine descends from the unity and the order received. And in order to receive the divine character, the soul must, in the unity of my divine will, in this unity, as the soul forms her acts, they rise. Listen to this. Rise in the unity of her God, in a single act of God. That is such that while the one act alone is formed in God Himself, the light of this single act descends down below and invests everyone and everything, embracing everything. It gives to each soul the one act that is needed by multiplying it to the infinity and the multiplicity of all possible and imaginable acts. God is doing that. God is doing that in the soul. Therefore, as the soul does her acts in the unity, they acquire the divine characteristics, the divine characters of God. This is what God wants. He wants us to look in the mirror and see God. That's why He created us. And right now, we can't do that because it's filled with us. And while it is one single act, they enclose all acts together. Oh, how beautiful it is to do everything with one single act. Only God has this virtue that is so powerful, that with one single act, God does everything, embraces everything, gives the operating to everything. If you only knew how much pleasure the divinity takes in seeing your littleness rise in the unity of the one divine act that never ceases, to unite your acts with one single act, listen to that. You give to us, Triune God, your own, and we, Triune God, give to you our own divine acts to impress in you the character of our single act, the character of God. Now think about this. The character of God is infinite, and that's what God's going to give us, little by little, this share in divinity. 5:23, 2:20, 19:28. In my unity, Adam enclosed everyone and possessed everything. Do you see what God is calling us to? In the unity of the divine will, we will also enclose everyone and possess everything. It's not just to have your little house with your little garden. That's not what God wanted. He wants you to enclose everyone and possess everything. To be like God. You're not going to be God, but that's why He created you. So my daughter, as you, Louisa, rise to that same unity that Adam left, you, Louisa, take Adam's place. Now think about that. Adam did not receive the book of heaven. Louisa has more now than Adam. Oh, happy fall of Adam. Do you see why the church says this? Because God has given everything to Louisa. And placing yourself in the origin of everyone and everything, you, Louisa, enclose within yourself, Louisa, the very acts of Adam, with the whole retinue of all the acts of all creatures, past, present, and future. That's Louisa. This is astonishing. To live in my divine will means I am the origin of all. From me descends everything, just as everything descends from the divine fiat. So I am the thought, I am the word, I am the works, I am the steps of everyone. I take everything, everything I bring back to my Creator. Do you see what God is doing with Louisa Picaretta? We are called to live in paradise. That's where we're called to live. We're not called to live here. So what does Our Lady say to Bruno in 1947? What does Our Lady say? She says something very amazing. She says that time has now come to an end. And she says, my children are going to live in eternity. The devil and his children will always be trapped in time and space. They will never be able to enter the beatific vision. So where are we supposed to be living? In the beatific vision, outside of time and space. We are now trapped in time and space. But soon, again, she said this 72 years ago to Bruno. Our Lady of Revelation said this. Soon, we're going to see time come to an end. Remember, I mentioned this once before. I always thought well, if time comes to an end, I'll have at least a minute to make an act of contrition. No, you won't. When time comes to an end, it's over. It's over. Eternity begins. And wherever you are at that moment, that's where you will stay for all eternity. So what is Jesus saying to us? He's given us the book of heaven. And I pray this year we have the opportunity to be alive at least this one year to read all 36 volumes by reading the calendar. To get ready for the new heavens and the new earth. To get ready for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to be so powerful that we will return to paradise where we're supposed to be, body and soul. This is where God wants us. This is what's coming. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.